Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Sanbonani dumelang abshani molweni bonjour from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, Pretoria. You'll find out why I'm shouting out Pretoria today. Welcome to this edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Lo okulmai, umlungisi impela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Mahathir's protege, wrote like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. We are in load shedding, but we are making sure that we still deliver a best show, and I host it with the best co-presenter and co-everything. Oskumi, hello.
Hi, Lou.
How are you? I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm okay.
Nah, when two females in one building.
Yeah, no, I know.
My everything, Eskom just switches on.
Like, oh, nah.
Are you good?
I'm good, man.
I think this week's episode, ne?
Yeah.
We normally have an 18 restriction. Remember the days that Emmanuel used to have that one where Italy got fire and...
Yeah.
Don't. I think today is going to be one of those episodes.
I think it should not be 18, it should be 21.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah, the age restriction should not be 18, it should be 21.
Oskumi.
Yeah.
Without being... too explicit, even though the conversation we're going to have is explicit. What are we conversating about today?
Today we are going to talk about or look into the role that adult entertainment has in relationships, if there is a role.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We're talking, I don't want to say strippers,
mm-hmm.
because that's...
limiting.
No, demeaning.
Yeah.
You know. So hence adult entertainment. You know, we're going to talk to adult entertainers. We know what they do.
Yes.
But what role does what they do have in relationships?
I think maybe just to, because Naki forward, okay. No meal is complete without, remember you always say no meal is complete without spices, right?
Mm-hmm.
No meal is complete without the right seasoning, you know, without the right ingredients and that sort of thing. I think adult entertainment and as an industry, when we were talking about would you allow your partner to go to a strip club?
We've had that conversation.
We spoke about the numbers that are just crazy of the industry, you know. We spoke about just how this industry is just generating multi-billion rand. It's a multi-billion rand industry. So we're going to have that conversation today. We had to bring in somebody who has taken the internet, Facebook, by storm. by you just need to jump on her Facebook page. I think she must add a disclaimer, and I'll do it for her for free. The following scenes might offend sensitive viewers. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah.
It's just on that level, on that intense, on that fast, rapid level. Today we had to speak to adult entertainer, beautiful lady extraordinaire. I saw today in her status, she said Zoto Abantu is the person she looks up to. So we're going to have a conversation with her. Darling, the pandemic, my darling, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, how are you?
Now I'm talking to another female, so I'm talking to another female, Kishap. Kishap. Too much.
You know, I guess I'll
look, before we start having a full conversation, Luen, if somebody does not know what you do, or if somebody wants to book you, in a nutshell, what do you do? What does, when somebody, Arbona, darling, the pandemic, on a lineup, like we've seen, if people follow you on social media platforms, what are they getting from Darling the Pandemic?
when they want to book me.
Yes. What, so are, when we say darling the pandemic, what are we getting? Rituala A. What is it? What is it that we, if somebody, no, someone doesn't know you, somebody doesn't know you from a bar of soap, hasn't seen your social media platforms, who is darling the pandemic?
An exotic dancer, a musician, an artist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I got that because you're a musician. So obviously, you dance. I would assume to your own music. How does her? Yes. How does then the adult entertainment then fall part of it, of what you do?
It's because of I go naked, half naked. I can't.
No, it's free space.
That's the reason.
It's a free space. Okay, free space. Free.
I usually perform with lingerie.
Jeez.
Uh-huh.
So before I give. Oshumi, the microphone. I watched one of your I watched one of your videos, right? And I got a sense. I don't know if you intentionally or unintentionally. I don't know if you've watched Jamaican dancers, right? Or Jamaican dancers. They're very sensual and sexual in their dancing. Was that the plan? Because in your when people watch your videos, a lot of the guys are excited.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when Zaka must bomb hori, all the guys must be all eyes on you?
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yes, I'm listening. So I'm saying, do you entertain for guys or girls or both?
Both. Okay. Both genders.
Darling, can I ask?
Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, we can
we're listening.
Hear you.
We're listening. Yeah.
Can I ask a personal question?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay. We know Hori, when you go, where yako summit, ne? Honali upstairs.
Like, again.
How yako summit?
Summit.
How yako summit? Like, honali upstairs.
Yes.
Do you also do upstairs?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I don't even do private sessions.
Really?
Really?
Yes, I don't.
Why not?
I've been approached by many guys.
Mm.
I'm not interested. I'm not. I'm just an entertainer, nothing more.
Okay.
Have you found, Rory, there are guys like Majita, do they approach you with their girlfriends maybe to say, hey?
Trisamnyana.
Yeah.
With my girlfriend, with their girlfriend.
Yes.
Mm. Yes, they do. They do. They do approach me.
And your response?
More especially when they want to book me.
Okay.
No, they usually approach me if they want to give me a compliment or they want to book me.
Okay. Ideally, because in adult entertainers, right? It's a pity we couldn't get Sia mm-hmm. on the line because we wanted to have a guy and a girl conversation, right? Sia does private bookings, right, for private clients. Did you find Khuduena in your case? You didn't want it to move beyond what you normally do, because I saw in one of your videos. I'm thinking. The guy was probably fully erected. And this is just me watching from the outside. But I'm thinking the guy's fully tendel mile in a cement. Is it intentional that you don't want to do private, or is just a personal preference for this party to go beyond the stage?
No, like, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. I don't want to do it. I have a boyfriend.
Okay, now that brings another conversation on there.
I have to ask, is he okay with you
yes.
doing what you do?
Yeah, he's okay with it. He can even answer you right now. He's listening.
Oh!
Yeah.
Jeez! Jeez! Lerato, I mean, darling, the pandemic, when did all this start? When did you get the idea that, you know what, I do music, yes, but let me add some sensuality, some sexuality into my routine?
Okay. Wait, into a couple of little sipitori, ne?
Bua.
Aha. Into a. Now, what you talking about? Like, Motolo, like a musician, G. And then, give me nagadi chicky pain, ne? And then, my boyfriend that decided that I own a baba boom mustage, never to hope for my mother. Or even tell me when I get over Catino over Senegayon. Carrier, I like a Kitanagalo. I retain again over something. Ah, Valenta Silla, Zangari, Plagin Yanuian.
Hey, nah.
That's when Rotum Lo Grandi booking. Yeah. Thing.
So, where do you work? Uno perform a fella felon J, or do you like work at a club, something?
Well, any residency go, clapo,
no.
Particular, or people can just book you.
No. I don't have a resident at the moment.
Oh, okay. Something tells me how
they just booked me.
Something in Plala or I'll get a motorcycle booking thing at because of just the platform. Look, Arbue. So, you know, you've got a boyfriend, and it we say the boyfriend sort of pushed you to. Reveal a bit more.
Yes.
A little bit more meat and so I mean in the videos, so the Etanko social media, particularly on Facebook, you are very, very touchy with men. Very touchy, Shem. Very
yes.
Very touchy. They're also very touchy. Libon.
Yes. And I love it.
Okay. I was about to say, is he cool with it? Or sharp, yena? Or right, yena?
Let Utrell logo with the sun say. Hoka level lady Villa go Utrell, who let that guy come around? What will I make? He, guy, and he's with him at the arrow. Wamunyoba. Sorry about the wait. But again,
good boy, friend, now.
He's my MC also.
Jeez!
He's my MC. Ketalang Lemon, I'm staging Amu Amun Target Bono Taramo. I'm a fellow oil over Ira Four.
Alan Platz. I want to have a couple goals in it. Baralin, Alan Platz.
So,
thank you.
From when you started the day one to now, how has the bookings been? You spoke Urblelet Kanya and Hori, some of the couples in inquire. So, who? How shall the bookings are? Who's booking you? Is it events? Is it Honalibatu who inquire, like personal people, or is it just a bit mix of both?
Mix.
Okay. So it's a bit of both. So key the clubs and entertainers,
yeah.
and that sort of thing. Why do you love Zoto Abantu? What is it about Zoto Abantu that makes you sort of love, resonate with her?
She's herself, like ne atu isilo kurbono ikemila.
Let's try.
And then anata le taba tor mang a reng kana go mang le bo mang ha bo mang ana ka animo.
Jeez, love it.
She's just doing her thing.
What's that, darling, ne? The way economy in Shapang, I'm thinking of being a shooter. So kito funela ne, and then utlong fadi lessons. Well, I understand that because wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you prepare or kinto etlang natural moment? Do you prepare? Is there preparation?
No. not a natural.
Okay. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. I was no superstar. Sure.
Just two superstars.
Ah, superstar.
Richie, superstar. Please answer these two important questions before you go. How can people then book you? And one. Two, in this economy, Khumi, that you're speaking about, a lot of people are now looking at and saying, look, I'm not qualifying for any other job. You know, I get totally this particular job because I'm not qualified or I'm not this, I'm not that. Mm. When it comes to then an adult entertainer, how can... Yes, so what advice okafang somebody who wants to be in that space?
Okay, number one, if batwana mbuka, they can search me on Facebook, Darlene the Pandemic. They will get numbers there, or they can call me on 076-73-123-64. That's my manager's number. And then... advice I get a fang motho ane go tshwana le nna ke hore first of all tsanetse a thome ho tsa di free gigs gore a fitle mo ke fitleng a tsa di free gigs from free gigs ke matlo grand booking automatically sa mona le mo notice are ke man dietary ha ba re dietary ke daleng the pandemic wa tla wa approach a kopela number ha o tshacha bokae that's when the journey will start.
Okay. Thank you so much. There's something about Pretoria. I said, South Africa is divided into three countries. Well, four.
Yes.
There are four countries in South Africa. There's Cape Town, which is its own country. There's KZN. There's KZN, which is its own country. There's Johannesburg, which is his own country. Mm-hmm. And last but certainly not least, Pretoria.
No, I think there's just two, South Africa and Pretoria.
No.
Pretoria. No, so I lived in Pretoria for a very long time. It's its own country.
No. There's something about the water.
Bona, that is like the place to be, Jim.
That's
why I stayed there for so long, because it's the place to be.
It's lit. Darling the Pandemic, thank you so much for having a conversation with us. I'm interested, Khuri, in our 100th episode written tour that we've never done as home. And just invite her. And just...
Ne?
Just invite her.
Vava Voom.
Invite some of our listeners. Aba fe dat Vava Voom. Rimubuke.
Yes.
Rimubuke.
Yeah, Rimubuke, shen baby.
By the way. Ramubuka. But I'm sure we must get a special as daily sign. because we put yes, hey, we put it on. You don't understand. You were on the cover when? About a week or so ago, ne? During the pandemic was on the cover of the newspaper. Article was done by Emily. That story trended for days. For days.
Darling, keep shining.
Keep shining.
Keep doing what you're doing, babe. Yes. And I love it.
And also
I'm here for it.
And also kudos to your boyfriend.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Kudos to your boyfriend. It's not easy. It really chest pain. I watch it and I think, damn. So if he watches and say, baby, continue. No, then it's beautiful.
Couple goals.
Yeah, thank you. He's listening.
Yes. Thank you so much for your time. Mublele horar phone. He must be lenient and say, no, ke daily sani man. Bafe special, baby. Bafe special aba book.
Okay, I will.
Thank you so much for your time, darling. The pandemic.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, all right.
I'm here for it.
Come on, I'm like.
Listen, when this media thing fails, I'm gonna be a stripper.
You have my support. I'm gonna be a manager.
When this whole media thing when the wheels come off, I'm gonna be a stripper.
Now let's go, dog.
Yeah, no, I'm short, so So obviously I'm gonna need like
no, but she's also short.
Maybe I'm gonna need like a chair to no, but she's also get short. On the pole. Or
no,
something.
She's also short.
But yeah, no.
No, she's also short. She's also like.
That's what I'm gonna do.
No.
Yeah.
No, let's do it. I'm gonna be the manager. Baby, it's money.
Exactly.
It's just money. But it was fascinating to talk to her. A lady of not so many words, definitely a lot of action. She's not a person who speaks very much, but if you follow just Facebook, guys, Darling the Pandemic.
Yeah.
don't dare I say, do not watch with sensitive viewers. Don't.
No, I like what she's doing. Kudos to her, and
it's a pity.
It's refreshing to talk to somebody like that, and then to find out that the boyfriend is okay with it.
It's also
that's,
like
that's very refreshing.
And also, our economy is just a diverse economy, right? Yeah. And we're talking. I mean, we're still going to talk about less sex. And this is just probably a recommendation.
What I also find fascinating is the fact that because a lot of people think strippers have sex with their clients, but excuse me, not all of them do.
I think it's because some of the series that we watch, like your Power and stuff, the things that we watch, we think that after dates, then it goes to downstairs.
Upstairs.
No, but it's fascinating to watch. But once again, a big thank you to Darling the Pandemic for speaking to us. If you want to book her, she shared her all her details. We will make sure that we share on our social media platforms. What are our social media platforms, Oskumi?
Facebook, Daily Sun, or Daily Sun SA on Twitter.
And then you paused. Jeez.
It's been a long day. Or
www.dailysun.co.za/Mjolo, and you can get to see this and many, many others. Guys, masks are off. There's no more PSA about it. Monkeypox, please make sure that you watch yourself. And yeah, drink a lots and lots of water. Condomize where you can, guys, everybody. As a belief, doch. We've just contended with another pandemic. Please let's not start another one. So yes, once again, a big thank you to Darling the Pandemic. It's a pity that Sia was not on with us, Sia the entertainer, but we're going to have a conversation with him. We will then link up with him, and then he will have his view on the matter. But what does matter, and the only thing I dare to say that matters, is this one speaking is Lungisi Mpela, the most handsome 32-year-old, on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy on the cheese called Muhammad Ali's protege. I roll like a butterfly. I buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still on Missy Abby and still got a cool outro.
Guys, someone wake up. Please wake up, Kumi.
I told you, it's been a long day.
Anyway, it's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.